7-9, Neil Larson, Julie Mason, and joining us from District 29, Tanya Burgoyne, a representative in that district. Tanya, good morning. How are you?
I am really well, and I'm so happy that you invited me, and I'm super excited to be here for our interview today.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you making time. I got to tell you, you're one of our last official legislative interviews that that we're conducting, and I think all of us are happy that we're seeing the light at the end of this election tunnel. It's good. So
agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Happy to have it be done.
All right. Well, Tanya, let's dive in. I was just commenting. We were chatting off air, and there's a lot of races. Some are extremely high profile, and there's a lot of emotion and a lot of back and forth. Your race has been a little quieter and a little more low key. And maybe talk about that, perhaps why that is, and how your campaign is going in general.
Okay, well, great questions. Thank you for them. My campaign's going really well. I'm super excited about it. I've got a lot of yard signs placed in people's yards. I have a lot of local support. I've got some billboards up. And I think the reason that my race has been more quiet is really in District 29, it is a swing district. It's one of four or five in the entire state. And so where a lot of races are decided in the primary, in Legislative District 29, my district, that's not the case. Whoever wins this primary will have to go on to beat the incumbent Democrat. And that's a tough race to win. And I've already proved that I can win it. And I'm looking forward to winning it again. So anybody that votes for somebody who hasn't been proven to get past the Democrat is pretty much throwing away their vote, and they might end up voting for a Democrat because of that. So I think that's really important fact to consider in my district, that this is a race that will really happen in November also. It will happen in May, and it will happen in November.
Tanya, talk about this last legislative session. We know that there were a lot of kind of heated issues. The budget was a really big one, and you know what to do in a year when there's not as much money going around. We also had some cultural issues like the bathroom bill. We had the teachers' union taxpayer bill as well. So maybe snag a couple of the highlights from the legislative session and what your thoughts were on sort of those more controversial issues.
Well, let's start. You mentioned the budget. I think the budget didn't get the attention in the right places that it should have. The budget shortfall was caused by the One Big Beautiful Bill passed by the Trump administration in November. And so as a state, we left with the bottom line being $427 million, which should have been fine. But there were tax cuts taken by corporations that nobody could have foreseen. You had to have a crystal ball to foresee that bill on the federal level would pass, and that would affect revenue here in the state of Idaho. And so we did have a shortfall, but that was because of the legislation done by the on the federal level. That really affected the state. But it's also, if you're going to run on the Republican platform, limited government is your watchword. It is something that should be coming out of your mouth every time you have the opportunity to speak. Limited government. That's the Republican platform. We limit government by paying by funding, right? That is certainly a way to limit government. So instead of having the sky is falling attitude like the Democrats did, the Republicans, the real Republicans, should have been celebrating in the street for the chance to cut the budget. What a great thing for the state of Idaho, for the taxpayers. Being able to cut the budget was a really great thing. And I had legislators that have been there for over 20 years say, this is the first time in 20 years I've ever seen this happen. And that's the Republican thing to do.
Okay.
So having done the last 2 years in the legislative session and speaking to the voters today, what kind of legislation would you like to get accomplished if you're reelected?
Well, that is a great question. there are quite a few areas that I think that that we need to work on is in the state. One of the things I've learned is there people say, well, I didn't vote for this because it's not the perfect bill. There's no such thing as the perfect bill. And so I think what we do in the state is we look at the ramifications that happened and we fix those as it's an ongoing process. Legislation is ongoing. And so some of the things that I would like to see fixed or to see implemented I don't want to say a better way, but made more Republican. How about that?
Okay.
I do feel like we still have some social issues out there that need work on. I think that it's our job to protect women. I think that is very important. I think women and children across the state deserve that. I also think there are some legislation for taxpayers that we could certainly work on. I think when we talk about limiting government, there are a lot of things that we could do in that area to make our state better and more smoothly run. So those are some of the things. There's also some, I worked last year on a camera bill that did not see any movement. I worked with a lot of different entities to get a good bill, and I had the committee chairman say, this is good, you could pass it. You're not pass it, but you will get a hearing. You can have a hearing for it. And as I worked with other stakeholders, as they say, there were things that they wanted in there. And so I prefer to get a really great bill passed than a good bill. So I will be working on that. Again, I think that's really important legislation. It's about where cameras can be functional. So there was a constituent in my area that had a neighbor pointing cameras in her backyard when her children were out there playing. And that needed to be taken care of. That's something I think that everyone can agree on.
Yeah. Tanya, we've been asking a lot of the candidates, not all, but many of the candidates, where they stand on the two likely voter initiatives. It looks like marijuana legalization is going to be on the ballot and also abortion as well. And I'd love you to take a couple of minutes and address both of those issues.
I was recently asked this in a candidate forum about the legalization of marijuana, and my answer was absolutely not. No. I've been to Oregon. I've been to Washington. No. And to Colorado. We do not need that here. That will destroy our state. Absolutely destroy it. I'm a firm no on that. And also with abortion, I don't know if people realize, but that abortion is up to 9 months. I, as a defender of the family, I will have to be an absolute no on that.
Okay.
And I think it's disingenuous of anybody running as a Republican to not share those views. The Republican platform is faith, family, freedom. Yeah. And if you can't answer those questions, you should find a different party.
Okay. And I mean, we did interview your opponent yesterday, and I will say there is contrast on these issues between you and your opponent, which you probably already know. So, Tanya Burgoyne, we appreciate.
Yes, and I did. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm not surprised because my opponent also said that she would not sign the Republican platform, which I have a real problem. If you are running as a Republican in the race, you should sign the Republican platform. If you don't agree with that, that's fine. There's a drop down box for all your exceptions. Go ahead and fill them out.
Yeah. Okay. Tanya Burgoyne, what is your website?
Burgoyneforidaho.com.
Okay. Burgoyneforidaho.com. Tanya, we'll be watching these races. We'll be watching yours as well. We appreciate you taking some time and joining us this morning to talk about your campaign.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And I hope your listeners in Legislative District 29, which is Pocatello, I hope that they will come out and support me as the Republican in this race. I really appreciate it.
All right.